The Randolph Yost arrived in Kachemak Bay Thursday night. The rig was originally scheduled to come into the bay on March 5th, but it was slightly delayed.
There hasn't been any explanation for the delay that come to me. I can only assume that the captain was just working with the weather conditions and making sure that, you know, they arrived safely.
That's Homer Port and Harbor Director Brian Hawkins. He says the rig and the heavy lift ship hauling it came from Singapore. The trip to Homer was about 6,700 miles. The rig is being contracted by Fury Operating Alaska. When the Yost leaves Homer, Fury will use it to drill wells alongside its new production platform in the Upper Cook Inlet. Hawkins says before the Yost can dock, its crew has to separate it from the ship.
And I'm not sure how long that's going to take, but initial estimates yesterday before arrival was that sometime on Friday they'd be able to offload and bring it into the dock and put the legs down.
Hawkins says the rig is expected to stay in Homer for 1 to 2 months, and the city will make about $1,000 per day in dockage fees. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.